And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a special program on Latin America in Lafayette called Negotiating Landscapes of the 21st Century. It's a discussion of the emerging Latino community in Acadiana that will be at the UL Alumni Center at 6 o'clock. It's free and open to everyone. The panel discussion will include James Cheney from LSU, Katie Burchak from the UL Lafayette Department of History and Geography, and many others, some from the Asociación Cultural Latino Acadiana. And again, all are invited. Just a big discussion about all of the emerging Latino cultures in Lafayette. It came out of a very special history class here at UL Lafayette, where oral histories were done with current cultures in this Lafayette community. Again, that is Negotiating Landscapes of the 21st Century, Latin America in Lafayette. Alumni Center on St. Mary Boulevard at 6 o'clock, free and open to everyone. At Vermilionville, the Southern Arts Circuit of Independent Filmmakers will be showing the documentary film Bending Sticks, the sculpture of Patrick Doherty. That's at 6 o'clock, and tickets are available at the door. If you want more information, you can go to the Vermilionville website or to their Facebook page. The Cane Fire Film Series presents Good Old Frida at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Frida was the secretary for the Beatles for many, many years, and this is a documentary about her, her time with the Beatles, her life. The screening starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at the ACA or through the Cane Fire Film Series Facebook page. That's acadianacenterforthearts.org or Cane Fire Film Series. The Cine Club Mardi Movie presents the Palme d'Or winner movie Amour this Tuesday at Vermilionville, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's free admission with a suggested donation. They are hoping to expose people to more Francophone films, and so all are invited to see Amour tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Vermilionville. And if you're headed to New Orleans tomorrow, or you know people who live there, the first in the Arrivals series, Colonial Louisiana and the Louisiana Purchase, will be at the LEH building starting at 6 o'clock. The public is invited to a panel discussion and book signing at Dupre Library on the 17th at 4 o'clock. They are celebrating the female Louisiana environmental pioneers, and Peggy Franklin and Susan Tucker, who are authors of Women Pioneers of the Louisiana Environmental Movement, will lead a discussion of those early grassroots efforts to save Louisiana's natural resources. On the panel will be Wilma Acadiana residents who have helped out with those movements. And for information, you can contact Dr. Bruce Turner, who's Assistant Dean of the Special Collections Services. Again, that is on the 17th. That is on Thursday at 4 o'clock in Dupre Library. The 6th Annual Lafayette Democratic Parish Executive Committee Lifetime Achievements Awards Banquet will be on Thursday, October 17th. That will be at the Holiday Inn North. For ticket information, you can go to the DPEC website. Go to eventbrite.com. It's either DPEC or Awards Banquet. PASA presents James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, a celebration in dance. Lots of activities going on this week, but the big concert is Thursday, 7:30 at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available now by calling the ACA, and they can tell you more about how to get those tickets. At Cité des Arts this week, opening on Thursday, an original play by Brian Eglin called She Still Dreams. It will run through the 27th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are available by calling Cité. The Lafayette Public Library Friends Group is holding their annual author dinner on Thursday, the 17th, at the Petroleum Club. The special guest is Rusty Cluche. He has written a book called Big Bat Banks, and he'll be speaking. There's a social hour at 6:30 and the dinner buffet at 7, and afterwards the speaker. For more information, you can contact any branch of the Lafayette Public Libraries. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday in Parc Sanssouci with a performance by the group Sassafras Jubilee, and we'll be interviewing that group on Wednesday here at KRVS. The Museum of Fear continues at the Lafayette Science Museum. For more information, you can go to their website, lafayettesciencemuseum.org, and find out the schedule of Museum of Fear. In Lake Charles, there will be a special exhibition by Heather Ryan Kelly at the City Hall Arts and Cultural Center. It's called Some Thoughts About Perfection. It will be opening this Friday. The public reception is 5:30 to 8, and it will be up through January 4th. The Louisiana Choral Foundation will hold their fall concert October 18th at 7:30 and on the 20th at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Lake Charles. That's Friday and Sunday. There will be two major choral works with the Chamber Orchestra, Ron Keane's American Mass, and other pieces. Tickets are available at the door. For more information, you can call the Louisiana Choral Foundation or go to their website. And the United Way of Acadiana and UL Lafayette are hosting the big event, a day of community service, allowing 2,600 UL students, faculty, and staff to give back to their community through volunteerism. They may still be looking for project sites. If you have a site, you can go to action at unitedwayofacadiana.org. Or just call unitedwayofacadiana.org with a project spot, or perhaps you'd like to volunteer as well. That's the big event happening this Saturday, October 19th. And there will be a two-step-in breakfast benefiting the Bridge Ministry of Acadiana at Asbury United Methodist Church. That's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Saturday, October 19th. And Corey Porsche and Allons Avec Moi will be performing, as well as with special guests from the Revelers. All proceeds will help the Bridge Ministry of Acadiana's youth programs. Also, there will be a chemical drop-off day this Saturday, October 19th at Cajun Field parking lot. The first one was nearly 20 years ago, and you can bring all your chemical hazardous waste and drop them off at the Cajun Field parking lot. If you have any questions about what you can drop off, you can call them or go to LafayetteLA.gov. A complete list of household chemicals are at that website. And the first annual Bike Lafayette Fall Century Ride will be taking place this Saturday. For more information, go to BikeLafayette.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.